Hello, this is Anne from the Teaching English team, and here I am again with another Audio Boo post. Just to say that all the things that I mention, I'll include links to them in the post that goes with this recording. The first thing I'd like to talk about is a great resource I've just come across called Draw a Stick Man. You draw a little man on the web page and suddenly it becomes alive and starts asking you questions and in the end tells a story. I've had great fun with this with a primary class I've got. Great for reminding them how to ask questions and also vocabulary. But also I've used it with an advanced level teenagers class, and it worked very well to change the mood and change the pace of what we were doing at that moment. Talking about things that change the pace, movie clips are always very useful to get the class moving on to another thing and discussing things in a new way. So I'd like to recommend to you some blogs where you'll find good quality lesson plans and ideas all based around movie clips. Some of you will be familiar with these because they're people who are... Also, there's Kieran Donaghy, his Film English blog. You may remember he won the Teaching English Award last month for the best post. He's always a great one to watch out for really good lesson plans. And there's Jamie Keddie's lesson stream, always a great source for inventive ideas and rigorous lessons that you can use in your class, highly recommended. And then there's Claudio Acevedo's movie segments to access grammar goals, which specifically look at grammar points and how you can use movies to illustrate them. To end today's post, I just want to ask you, is your school a funky school? Why don't you add your comments to the post and tell us about your school and whether you think it meets up to that description or not. And you might be surprised to read an article about what's happening in schools in Australia, where they're experimenting with open learning, that is, they've got flexible places without walls for the students, and their teaching methodology is much more personalised and self-directed. So, in fact, Australia... perhaps and not Finland is where we should be looking to get our ideas from. And that's the end of today's post. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please like it if you want me to continue doing these posts, and looking forward to hearing your comments.